We're joined by Anson Williams. You know him as Patsy from Happy Day. He certainly has had a varied career in the world of show business, author, director, humanitarian, just from all perception, all around good guy. And he joins us now in The Attack. Good morning, Anson. Bob Black, nice to have you on board.
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much. Good morning to everybody.
You know, it's terrific to have you here. I mean, I grew up with you, and, you know, you were a couple of years older than me, but not too much. But not too much, you know, and
well,
happy
so
days.
So you're 30.
Yeah, well, yeah. and Happy Days was required viewing. It was good for my parents who liked to relive their old times, and it was good for me because I got to relate a little bit, and it was just a fun show all the way. But the title of the book, Singing to a Bulldog, talk about that for a second. You still there, bud? Yeah, talk about the title of the book, Singing to a Bulldog.
Well, you know, it's funny. It all started, Reader's Digest called me, and I was just going to write a couple of stories for them about these kind of crazy adventures I've had. And I've written, you know, a lot of scripts, but never really a magazine article or anything like that. And as I was sitting down, I wrote this introduction. It just came to me that there would be no stories without a man by the name of Willie Turner. And I wrote this introduction that you'll read in the book. I sent it to Reader's Digest. 2 days later, I get a call. It's a book. And that's how Singing to a Bulldog came to be. And the way the title began started when I was 15 years old. I was brought up in kind of a harsh household, so I wasn't a very confident kid, pretty unfocused, pretty much a mess at 15. We didn't have a lot of money, so anything you wanted in life outside of food on the table, you got a job like everybody else. I got an assistant janitorial job part-time at Leonard's department store in Burbank. And my boss, head janitor, was a man by the name of Willie Turner, who was African-American. He was an alcoholic. He was illiterate in his 50s. But this man had the magic for my life. Without him, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I wouldn't be on Happy Days. There'd be no stories to tell. He called the janitorial room the talk room. And in that room were a couple oil drum cans to sit on and janitorial supplies and all that. And when we weren't sweeping or mopping, he'd be talking to me, not at me, in that room. And he would say things like, you know, you listen to me, boy. I got me a feeling you can do something great. You can do something great, but stops getting in the way of yourself. You stops getting in the way of yourself. And this man slowly and selflessly helped me find me. By the time I left in a couple of years, I knew who I was. I knew where I was going, and I was starting to climb my mountain, all because of Willie Turner. And getting back to Singing to a Bulldog again, way back then, we were unpacking refrigerators for the appliance section. And it was the time when the big deal was inside the freezer compartment, inside the refrigerator. There was no ice. It just was cold to freeze your food. So I tell Willie, hey, Willie, they should tell everybody, freeze your food, not your freezer. He goes, that's good, boy. That's a gift that you got the words to sell. You see opportunity. That's good. That's powerful. You use that right, boy. That's powerful. You got the gift. And I felt so good. And 2 days later, there's a huge banner across the appliance section. Freeze your food, not your freezer. And they sold out of refrigerators. Do you know, this unconfident kid, do you know how I felt? I felt newborn. I felt amazing. I was good at something. I contributed. Everyone saw what I did. Well, that turned my life around. And cutting 2 years later to Happy Days, that same tool that Willie inspired got music on the show. We didn't make money like the stars do today. So you had to find your own opportunity, and I'm looking for it. And on the Partridge Family, there was David Cassidy singing, record contract, getting good booked all over the world. The Brady Bunch, they're singing. They got a record contract. They're singing all over the world. And I thought to myself, well, I sort of sing. If I can get a band on the show, if I can sell Gary to put a band on the show, I can sing, I can get a record contract, I can get booked at gigs, and I can make some money. So I find Gary one day, and he's really busy, and I start selling him, and he said, not now, I'm busy, not now. I tell him it'll only take a minute. He said, that's all you got, walk with me. So I had 60 seconds to change my life. So I go into my elevator pitch. Gary, you got girls on the show, you got cars on the show, but you don't have music. We need a band. I sing. Richie can be in it. Ralph can be in it. We'll be in Arnold's. It'd be great for the show. He goes, stop. A band. I like that. You sing? I go, yeah. You sing good? I'm all right. Yeah, I used to play drums. Okay, there's a show coming up. It's a frat show. There'll be a frat party. We'll put the band there. We'll see how it goes. You go pick a song. I'm thinking to myself, I just changed my life in 60 seconds. Well, I'm going to sing on national television. He suddenly turns back to me and says, but you're singing to a bulldog. I go, why? He said, well, if you're good, I get laughs. If you're bad, I get laughs. You're singing to a bulldog. So there I am, the first time on national television singing a song. I'm all shook up to a bulldog. However, Gary liked it. He kept the band in the show. I was in charge of the music that I did, so I had more responsibility than just acting. I got a record contract. I got booked for concerts all over the country. I started making money, and it was the beginning to climb up my mountain. So singing to Bulldog was much more than just singing. It kind of represented, you know, winning. It represented turning one's life around and starting to climb instead of decline. Like Jump the Shark is the precise moment when success starts to decline. Singing to a Bulldog is the precise moment when you start to climb. And
well,
the book, Singing to a Bulldog, is really hoping everybody can find their singing to a bulldog moment to start to climb. There's all these great, crazy stories, getting kidnapped by the President of the United States' daughter, spending a day with John Lennon, you know, Robin Williams, Dolly Parton, Shailene Woodley, meeting Elvis in a parking lot, and a story no one knows until you read the book. But each story for the reader has a bigger story to it. I take the reader back to the talk room with Willie. So they have a chance to connect with this wise man so Willie can pay his lessons forward and hopefully help the reader find their singing to a bulldog moment to start their climb. Because like Willie would tell me all the time, you don't look at the mountain, boy. You climbs the mountain. That's who wins. You climbs the mountain. And Willie was my motivator to start climbing, and I'm hoping I can pay that forward to everyone else so they can start climbing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The passion in your voice about this still. And as I said leading in, because when we were getting ready to get you, that a lot of kids' stars become irrelevant. And that didn't happen with you. And it sounds as if that work ethic, that passion that you had, you know, inspired in part by Willie, really translated into your post-Happy Days life.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. It's part of the fabric of who I am. And also, there were two other great mentors. I'd say Willie was first, Gary Marshall was second, and Ron Howard was third. And all that combined is in Singing to a Bulldog. I was very lucky in just having, you know, just great selfless people give me so much to help me make better decisions in life.
You know, it's interesting. We don't have a whole lot of time to get into all the stories. We got to let you loose in about 2.5 minutes. But it's interesting in that Hollywood has wrecked so many careers, and you hear about the horror stories. Let's focus on two very quickly. You worked with Bill Cosby, and you know what the headlines are right now.
Mm-hmm.
One, did you get any indication of that when you worked with him? And two, Robin Williams, obviously a tortured soul. You worked with him briefly, but did you get any indication that you know, at that young age, even, that he was going through what he went through?
No, Robin was just, you know, I've never worked with such a genius. I saw that part absolutely. He improv that entire character. It was just beyond brilliance. He was the kindest, most nice, sensitive person. And, you know, nothing like people represent him. Just a genius, and that's how I remember him. Bill Cosby, I had four nights with him at Harris Reno in Reno, Nevada, and he could not have been more supportive or nicer, because it was my first main room gig, replacing Sammy Davis for four nights, and he was beyond kind and supportive. So that again, that's all I knew him. All I know is those moments with him at the theater.
Interesting. Oh, by the way, just a footnote. You don't replace Sammy Davis. You just sub for him.
No, I didn't. Oh, God, it's blasphemy. No, the greatest nightclub performer in the history of the world? No. I had the opportunity to kind of like just kind of have a little fun on his stage.
There you go. Well put. We're going to have to let you go here, and then we appreciate the couple minutes. But, you know, you've managed to really carve out a career and a life for yourself that really sounds like it's full of passion and enjoyment. You have a joy and a zest in life. Other than the book, what's happening right now in the life of Vincent Williams?
I just finished directing Secret Life of the American Teenager. I did one-third of the shows in the 5 years. And I have a couple of, you know, scripts in development now directorially, but I also, you know, I'm very involved in a product company that we've been, that we created 16 years ago. And we just sold a whole new cooking book series at QVC. We're making a beauty, we're finalizing a beauty line at Home Shopping Network. So I'm really busy in the entrepreneurial area, you know, of commerce.
Anytime you want to come back, Anson, you're welcome, and we'll spend an hour or so. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'd love to. And also, everyone out there, get Singing to a Bulldog for your kids, whatever. It's an inspiring book. It's fun. I think it's important, and you can get it at all bookstores and at Amazon.
I had my own, Willie. We'll discuss that someday,
yes.
Too. Take care.
Thank you so much.